This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee recessed late Thursday after some 14 hours of debate. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said that the group will reconvene Friday at 10 a.m. Washington time to vote on articles of impeachment against U.S. President Trump. The Democratic-controlled committee on Thursday rebuffed Republican attempts to weaken or throw out the allegations and instead are voting to send them to the full House. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Five times the Republicans offered amendments to water down or even scuttle the two articles, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, all failing by the same tally.
17 ayes and 23 noes.
And the amendment is not agreed to.
Louisiana Democrat Cedric Richmond, late in the debate, expressed his frustration.
They just throw a whole bunch of stuff at the wall, hope that they confuse the American people, hope that something sticks.
Texas Republican Louie Gohmert argued that the majority Democrats have been searching for anything to hang on Trump.
You give us what we want until we find a crime, or we're going to throw you out of office.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
Exit polls in Britain indicate that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party will win a majority of seats in Parliament, meaning Johnson's plan to lead the EU by January 31st could begin soon. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
Votes are still being counted, but the Conservatives are projected to earn a massive win, about 368 seats in Westminster when the dust settles. It's up from 298. Jeremy Corbyn and his opposition Labour Party, the man who would have replaced Johnson, projected to be down to 191 from 243. Smaller parties are filling out the rest with no decisive changes. This is the third election in less than 4 years for the UK. Exit polls suggest it may have been the most decisive in decades.
That's Reuters' Matthew Lauer.